We turn now, as we do each Monday, to Slate and day-to-day political analyst Will Salatin. Will, welcome back, and let's get right to the president's address this evening. This is the first of a series of speeches he's going to be giving before the June 30th transfer of at least some power to Iraqis. And what is the backstory of these speeches he's giving?
Well, the backstory is that just about everything that could have gone wrong in Iraq has gone wrong. Most recently, we had the assassination of the guy who was supposed to be in charge of the Iraqi Governing Council. We had a strike on a group of what appear to be some civilians in western Iraq. It may have been a wedding party. It's not clear. The military is disputing that. We had the raid on the headquarters of Ahmed Chalabi, who was basically our guy in Iraq. And the entire Iraqi policy is being questioned, not just by every government abroad, but increasingly by members of the president's own party in Congress, people using words like failure and quagmire. So the president really needs to buck up the troops.
That's what he needs to accomplish tonight, just to reassure the public?
Yeah, well, what the president really has to do here is cut his losses. In other words, Americans have already decided things are not going to be nearly as good as the president promised going in. Now they just want to get our troops out, have what we call an exit strategy, save some face, and not leave things worse than we went in.
Democrat John Kerry continues to stay remarkably quiet as President Bush's approval ratings slip, although he did meet with independent candidate Ralph Nader last week. What did you read into that meeting?
Well, you know, what Kerry is trying to do with Nader is to avoid the mistakes that Al Gore made with Nader 4 years ago, which was basically to freeze out Nader, to ignore him. Kerry is going out of his way to be very nice to Ralph Nader, have a meeting, tell the press about it, praise Nader, don't tell Nader to get out of the race. And he did some very basic things in this meeting that any good politician does, you know, reminisced about old times, the good times that he and Nader had together a couple of decades ago. Talked about things that he, John Kerry, had done back then, fighting the war in Vietnam, that Ralph Nader could agree with. He just sort of put in Ralph Nader's mind reasons to like John Kerry. Ralph Nader comes out of that meeting, talks about what a great guy John Kerry is, and in the long run, this kind of goodwill will probably pay off for Kerry in a way that it did not, because Al Gore didn't treat Nader that way.
Kerry's also in the news because he's considering this unprecedented step of not accepting the Democratic nomination at the convention. He's going to wait several weeks in order to put off the point at which federal spending limits kick in. What about the political effects of that decision?
Well, you have to understand that Democrats originally thought that their nominee was going to be starved for money during the entire period of time that we're going through now, in between when the guy had actually been, you know, locked up the nomination in terms of the delegate count and was waiting for the convention to get that money. So they thought if they had the convention early, then they can use their $75 million. Boy, they would be really happy to have that. It actually has turned out quite the opposite. John Kerry is raising money at such a fantastic rate that he looks at this $75 million and says, well, wait a minute, if I can raise more than $25 million a month, a sum that would have been unthinkable to Democrats as recently as 6 months ago, why don't I just go ahead and postpone the nomination so that I can keep raising this private money at this fantastic rate, and then I can use that entire $75 million in the last couple of months of the campaign.
Well, Will, is it going to bother the Democrats at all to have a convention that is essentially fake?
You know, that's something that I thought about. And then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. You know, John Kerry, everybody knows John Kerry's been the nominee of the party since February, even before he locked up the number of delegates. And now we're going to go through what everybody knows is the charade of a convention where he's nominally nominated, right? But of course, the nomination is over. And why not, if we're already having a fake nomination date, why not just make that 5 weeks later?
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Will, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.